We from Point Grey Intermennonite Fellowship in Vancouver send you our very warmest Paschal greetings, using those words first uttered many centuries ago, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. The words of today's Easter anthem were first written in Latin by Fulbert, the 11th century bishop of Chartres, which is usually translated, Ye Choirs of New Jerusalem. Not only do I enjoy Fulbert's poem in translation and Stanford's celebratory setting, but today my mind is also drawn to Chartres and to its wonderful cathedral, which I've visited so many times. Like hundreds of other grads from Goshen College, I was introduced to the wonders of Chartres, its windows, towers, architecture, and history, by Mary Oyer, who just turned 100 this past week. And although I know she can no longer operate her iPad and does not hear these meditations anymore, I will still say, happy birthday, Mary, and thank you for all that you taught us so long ago. When Mary spoke to our Point Grey Intermennonite Fellowship years back, the attendance record of that Sunday still stands. People drove for miles to be with her and sing under her leadership. I imagine that St. Fulbert of Chartres also set a few attendance records in his day, but he is now remembered for his writings, especially his hymns. Today's hymn focuses on the resurrection and on Christ being a triumphant victor over death, one of St. Paul's favorite themes. Rather than speaking of the Paschal victim, Fulbert writes about the Paschal victory in verse 1, a verse which returns several times in Stanford's setting. Verse 2 speaks of Christ freeing other souls from the bonds of death. Stanford's setting of this Easter poem is filled with the optimism of England's Victorian age, with its glorious cathedral and college choirs and their unmatched pipe organs. And optimism, which can be conveyed so persuasively by choirs, is fitting for all music associated with today's feast.